So, Sean, Diddy Combs, what a mess. I mean, we've been hearing about this for over a year now. He has been charged with racketeering, sex trafficking, and transportation for prostitutes. This is according to an unsealed indictment released yesterday. Details of the arrest indictment were revealed after the music mogul, who was the subject of sex trafficking, an investigation, and two federal raids, was arrested in Manhattan on Monday. It's a 14-page indictment talking about Combs and his multifaceted business empire. When you read into this, the stuff is rough. It's ugly. It's gross. He turned his empire into a criminal enterprise. And there was so many things where he had people engage in sex trafficking, forced labor, and other crimes. He threatened and coerced women to fulfill his sexual desires. There's just been so much. They had these big parties, which you can imagine what those were like. And he did a lot of that with almost R. Kelly style with some of them, you know, promising this is what your future is going to be. But the worst part about it, I think, because sometimes people look at victims and they say, well, you wanted that job or you wanted this, like they attack the victims,
right? Yeah, they didn't go out and get you. You had to...
Right. So people will take that stance. And this brought it to a whole other level because he videotaped these things taking place and used it, you know, to bribe them and coerce them and make sure they didn't talk and make sure they didn't go to the authorities and make sure they perform for him in the future.
And we hear the term power corrupts, but it doesn't always have to. I mean, that's a personal choice at some point. But I mean, he had all this money. My question is why?
Well, I mean, I don't know if how he got there. You know, it's one of those scenarios like you did something maybe to get there in the first place and to have all this power. It's everything. You kind of start peeling back the layers of the onion and you start revealing more and more. Cause sometimes you'll hear a tiny little rumor. Remember back in the day, the only talk and gossipy material we had was the National Enquirer, and you'd see it in Shoppers, you'd see it up on
that was the rag.
Yeah, the rag. And so, but then there was always sometimes a tiny little bit of truth. And when people started to peel, and a lot of it wasn't true, but there was that one little snippet that was,
they
that had some validity.
Yeah. There was always something to it.
Right.
Usually, like 99% of the time, that's how they got away with it.
Yeah,
because otherwise,
because there was that smidge of truth.
They would get sued now and then, but I mean, there was always a little bit of truth to what they said. They just blew it up.
It's just so much easier to peel back the layers now when you have access to so many people. You're able to put out these PSAs, like, anyone with information, come forward, please. So here's U.S. Attorney Damian Williams on the contrast of what's happened to Sean Diddy Combs since last year. Take a listen to this.
A year ago, Sean Combs stood in Times Square and was handed a key to New York City. Today, he's been indicted and will face justice in the Southern District of New York.
Now, I've seen anything from, 15 years plus, right, what he'll receive from this. I guess my take is a little bit, if you had an opportunity to see how he abused in the hotel hallway.
That's awful. That's
his girlfriend at the time. She was a girlfriend for 10 years and she's come forward and just talked about the coercion, the abuse. Like she had she didn't even have Stockholm syndrome. She just was so afraid to leave. And he had so many things like videos on her that he could release that she thought, would ruin her life, that she almost was in that position where she was forced, she felt forced to stay. So if you check out that video, all you have to do is go to YouTube basically and you say, Sean, Diddy
Combs right up.
Abuse. It comes right up, and
it's awful. We've got to let people know if you don't want to see it. I mean, it is bad.
It is bad, but I really feel like it's unfortunate that it takes something like that to really set the wheels in motion to look into more abuse allegations, because there's been allegations prior to that, but it was really – it's the hush money's always there with people with money, right?
And if you see the video, I mean, it's so bad. You could be the judge, but there's no way that you could see this as a good thing.
I know.
Not in a million years.
When I watched it, the first thing I said to you was, can you imagine hitting a woman like that? You were like, oh, my God, absolutely not. To me, I liken it to – I know I'm a female fighter, but I still know there's a difference between men and women. I liken it to me doing that to a child, like a kid.
Exactly.
Someone that's helpless.
The way he just kicks her and knocks her down, and it's just nothing about it is good.
No, and I mean, thank God they've pushed forward with further investigations.